Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a new podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. It is Wednesday, May 20th. Day what seems like 564 of the Fred Hoiberg NBA Watch. I welcome in grizzled veteran Rob Gray, who has a lot more perspective on everything going on right now than I think even probably I do. Rob, you've been through a lot of coaching searches. You've covered a lot of coaching searches throughout your career. Have you ever seen anything like this, though? What's going on right now?
No. And it's all driven by social media and everything else and how social media has when Twitter first came in, it was sort of like an extension of traditional media. It was a tool.
Yeah.
Now it is a force unto itself, an entity unto itself, and you know, for good and for ill. The ill part is just how much every rumor has legs. Every single one, if somebody retweets it.
No matter.
It doesn't matter who it comes from.
Bear
Grylls, Les Stroud, those dual survival dudes, Naked and Afraid.
There was the one last night. I don't know if you saw this because it ended up getting deleted. Some like NCAA hoops guru I'd never heard of. And I don't think it gained much traction. And it was...
That was the handle?
Yeah.
NCAA hoops
yeah.
guru?
And it... The
Twitter is also a great haven for modesty as well.
This is true.
Yeah.
This guy tweeted that Bulls Hoiberg done deal and that Pollard was in Atlanta. Pollard was in Atlanta like with a search firm all day, which was weird because Travis Hines at the Ames Tribune reported that Jamie was at the airport late last night, which who knows why he was at the airport. He could have been at the airport for numerous reasons, but it's weird how how different everything is. I will say, just as an update here on Wednesday morning, it's not looking good. I don't see too many scenarios in which Fred Hoiberg is Iowa State's head basketball coach next year. I wouldn't rule it out because stuff like this, weird, you know, we always talk about it, weird things happen. Things can change, but it's not looking good. I'm not 100% sure it'll be for the Chicago Bulls. Either I think the Minnesota Timberwolves getting the top pick in the draft lottery last night. We all know about it's well documented, the Flip Saunders-Fred Hoiberg relationship. Fred has a house up in Minnesota. The Mayo Clinic is up in Minnesota. There's a lot of things that I think are
still
enticing.
Still close to home.
Still close to home. 3 hours from Ames. And hell, the Mall of America is there. Who wouldn't want to live in the city where the Mall of America is? If I could lighten this conversation a little bit, but so I've been saying this for like a week. I said it last Friday on KXNO Fanatics. The Bulls are the overall front runner, I think. But I still think even the Orlando Magic and the New Orleans Pelicans are in play. It kills me to say this, guys. I don't think he's going to be Iowa State's head coach next year. It's not fanning the flames. We're not driving for clicks here. It's just honesty based off of the information that we have.
Yeah, I've been moving in that direction too. I think I was leaning slightly more toward him coming back than you were a couple weeks ago.
Can I preface this too before I let you have the floor? I do think the one caveat, if Fred comes back, and again, it's still possible. I don't think it'll happen, but it's still possible. Is come back for a year, and he can have that Timberwolves job, I believe, whenever he wants it. Mm-hmm. So maybe he coaches at Iowa State one more year and then takes it. I don't know. We're just – and I feel almost irresponsible even talking about this. We're just speculating. But it's arguably one of the biggest stories in Iowa State athletics history.
It is, and that ties back to the way that social media has impacted the whole thing because it gives a platform to everyone. Now, that's great in one sense. Now, what's difficult about it is you're unable to discern, unless you really try, I guess, who has credibility and who doesn't. And people freak out. And then as they see other people freak out, there's this herd mentality that, shouldn't I be freaking out too? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't I? Well, look at this freak out going on. I mean, I'm just putting myself in a position. I love Iowa State. Insert team, whatever, as other searches go on, other play. You know, what's going on? And then they lose perspective of just how big or small everything is. I mean, look I'm always the sunny side up guy. I know that. Maybe because I'm older. If I don't look at life that way, it's hard to make it through on a day-by-day basis.
I tend to lean that way too, Rob. I understand what you're saying.
So look at who's coming back. Which of Iowa State's coaches in the past couldn't coach the talent that includes George Niang, Naz Long when healthy, Hollis Cook based on his past when healthy, Monte Morris, best point guard in the country, assist to turnover ratio. All these guys, Jameel McKay, Dynamo. I mean, all these guys. Is there an Iowa State coach, even people that were maligned in the past, that couldn't potentially coach that team to the Final Four? No. I don't think – it doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
You could go back even in my era, pre-Johnny Orr, when the teams were like all the women's teams were pre-Bill Fenley. I mean, virtually always bad, unless you go back to the 40s, and all that.
Dead program.
Anybody that could coach can get that team great success. And if everyone's an Iowa State fan versus just a fan of an individual, there's still a lot to be optimistic about.
That's a good way to put it, Rob. That's a good way to put it. And I have a hard time. I have a hard time right now publishing this website. I told you this yesterday in a text message conversation, and I may as well just share it with our listeners. I don't even know what to write about. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I have this one story I really want to do. I want to do the life of the punters and kickers. The Iowa State football program.
Yeah.
Like what is it like to be Colin Downing and Cole Netton in the off season? Like it's different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And talk to Shane Burnham there. I I think it'd be a cool feature on these guys. But I think if I would do that right now, is it worth it? You know what I mean?
Who's reading it at this point when everybody is wrapped up in what's going on? Yeah.
This is the biggest story other than affecting Iowa State, other than conference realignment, than I can remember in my career. There have been hires before, but it's not Fred Hoiberg. Mm-hmm. Not Fred Hoiberg leaving. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't know. It's just it's a weird, weird time. I feel bad for a lot of people. I feel bad for Iowa State fans. A lot of brokenhearted. You can see it.
No doubt.
And I don't blame them for feeling that way. I have a hard time telling anybody how they should feel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for Iowa State's players who have to sit back and watch this, and they have no idea what's going on with their futures. And if you talk about a George Niang or like NBA futures, like who your head coach is a big deal.
Yep.
I feel bad for like the Nate Lensers and Micah Byers of the world. In the development office at Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, T.J. Otzelberger is going to get a job anywhere. Like, he's going to end up on his feet making money next year. These development guys, like, it's a different world than the coaching fraternity. I mean, I feel bad for Jamie Pollard in a way. I feel bad for Fred in a way. I mean, Pollard is – if Fred leaves, you're the guy who, under your watch, Fred Hoiberg and Cale Sanderson both left.
Yep.
Is that fair to generalize it like that? Absolutely not. There's a lot of variables that went into both of those situations. What do? You got to do what's best for your university. It's not always going to be popular. I feel bad for Fred. A guy comes off of heart surgery going through this, and he's basically having to, I mean, I assume, sit in his basement. He can't be seen anywhere.
Yeah.
Fred Hoiberg can't go to Target with his wife right now. His kids are in school. It's just a weird situation.
Yeah, it is. And it's not, I mean – there's no winning in one sense. I mean, let's not forget both Hoiberg and Pollard coming off the heart issues where Fred's was anticipated, maybe not – well, he'd been told he should have done it earlier or could have done it earlier, was advised to do it earlier, but wanted to coach through the season. And, of course, Jamie's was completely out of the blue. It's a very strange, in some ways very sad, and in some ways just kind of a no-win situation because, like Pollard said, when I was there, Travis, Randy, at Ottumwa, we know that Fred's always wanted to get back to the NBA. That's no secret, okay? But the fact that it happens the way it happens, there's a national voice here, there's an unknown voice here, there's this, there's that. One person freaks out, another does. you know, rightfully so. I mean, people have had a lot of fun with this program. People have had a lot of fun identifying Fred Hoiberg as the star that resurrected this program.
Yeah.
And the national renown that that has brought with it. And to see it potentially coming to an end, I can not necessarily that the program doesn't keep rising, not necessarily, but to see the constellation change, a seismic sort of shift in terms of the players potentially, I can understand why that's extremely upsetting.
Let's get down to brass tacks here. This is not going to be a long podcast because, believe it or not, I mean, this is going to be dated.
Stuff's going on. We got there's Humboldt.
And yeah, and I know we don't. I don't want to be recording this when stuff happens. Last night, shortly after I got off kicks, and I was told that the Bulls are trying to speed this thing up, and I still believe that there are variables. However, they're wanting to, and I have this on good source. They're really wanting to still make a deal with Tom Thibodeau to get something out of that. Right now, it sounds like they're having a hard time doing that.
Why would anybody accommodate them for that? Why would anybody not just sit back and say, well,
fire him and then we'll hire him?
Yeah, then we don't have to give anything up for it.
Correct. So that is a variable to keep it. I was told last night that the process is picking up behind the scenes, speeding up. I still believe that to be the case. However, I do believe the Timberwolves situation is a bit of a wrinkle. I still think it's chances are Fred is coaching the Chicago Bulls next year, but there is that caveat. Who knows? That's the number one pick. Fred's kind of a draft-type guru. You know what I mean? That's enticing. That's very enticing with Andrew Wiggins. It's an interesting –
deciding Towns or Okafor. I mean –
Fred lives for stuff like that.
Look at how – I mean, case in point, how he came back to Iowa State. I mean, he – I've always said it was brilliant the way that he reconstructed it so quickly, and I stand by that. I mean, even year one with the same players, you know, what'd you do? You did have some wiggle room with the non-conference schedule to some degree still, I think. But, you know, you could see that there was better. You could see there was better. I know fans that went to games felt that there was something better.
Yeah, it was better.
And you could just start to build it, and then you start to find pieces. It's like free agents or draft picks.
Yeah.
When you did the transfer stuff, and you're literally, you know, sort of the mad genius. How do you make these parts come together harmoniously? The chemistry that's constantly been talked about year by year, that generally has been good, at least if not 100%. You know, all but one guy. You know, every year. So that's a huge wrinkle. But again, we don't know. I mean, Chicago is kind of a, particularly where they're situated, is sort of a built-in, you know, NBA Finals contender immediately.
I know that the Timberwolves, like with the, I still think the Bulls is a better job.
In the short term, at least, but then we get back to all the stuff we talked about with Thibodeau's generally believed to be a top five NBA coach, and he can't get along with Gar Forman and John Paxson. And this has gone back years and years and years. I you know.
Knowing Fred, I feel like Minnesota's a better match for him. Less pressure. The ability to work with the young guys.
You build the pressure yourself. You bring it on yourself by bringing success.
You don't have a superstar like Derrick Rose who's going to be – I don't know if Derrick Rose is difficult.
And is he going
to
be healthy?
Yeah, I mean – to me, I feel like from that standpoint, I feel like if you want to win now, obviously the Bulls is the way to go. You're in the East. I don't know.
It's an aging roster a little bit, too,
it is.
In some cases.
The Bulls are always going to have money. They're always going to sign free agents. You know, they picked up Pau Gasol. They're always going to be able to pick up guys like that, which Minnesota's not always been able to do. But we shall see. We also get to the point where, and I don't want to do this yet, I feel like it'd be – I thought about, I'll be honest with you, I thought about putting out a list today of top like 10 possible contenders to replace him. But I feel like that would be wrong.
It's premature, particularly as people have said.
Yeah.
There's not a job opening that
correct.
We know of that
that's
he is interviewed for.
I'm not doing it, but I did think about it because – I think about stuff like that based off of the reaction you fans are giving me. And on Twitter – that's the number one thing I'm getting now.
Yeah.
Hey, give me five guys.
Yep.
But I say let's just wait because weird stuff happens. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of conference realignment.
It does because there were so many twists and turns. There was a there were players in it tweeting things that were like, who's that?
Yeah.
And, you know, one was right on. Another one was way off. You know, it was literally a lot of chewing the gum, throwing it against the wall. Free, kind of Wild West. I mean, I don't know, chaos. I mean, in a way, it's that's still very much the way it is. Because if you think about all the updates that are out there and everything, everything is still, well, nothing's changed, but we talked to blank. And blank said this. Blank said this. Blank said this. I mean, the fundamentals of the situation haven't changed at all unless you're in the head of people who are the key players, general managers of NBA teams, Fred,
mm-hmm.
others. Unless you are in their head and able to convey what's in their head immediately, the fundamentals are exactly the same as they were.
This is not an easy situation for either side.
No.
I feel for fans, man. I really do. I feel for Iowa State fans because you think, like, you're just told all the time that this, what you can't do, it's a stepping mm-hmm. stone.
Yep.
The one guy who you think.
This would be a lifelong thing. Yeah, yeah.
So from a fan, you look at it and you go, man, we're even a stepping stone to him. Now, I don't know if that's 100% fair to Fred Hoiberg. In fact, I don't think it is. But I can't blame a fan for a passionate fan who bleeds Cardinal and gold
mm-hmm.
for feeling that way either. You know, it's a rough deal. And I'll be anxious when this is all said and done to talk with Fred Hoiberg.
No doubt. I mean, I think the stepping stone thing is, it's a sad reality, but it's a reality for almost every program.
Yeah.
Almost. I mean, yes, there's Kentucky, there's Kansas, there's a handful of places which are considered lifelong destination jobs in NCAA men's basketball. A lot of them aren't. I mean, we've seen none of us remember. I was even too young to remember John Wooden's run through UCLA, but that was the dynasty. That was the school.
Yeah.
Now, at times, even that's a stepping stone. We see it in college football.
You could even say Kentucky is. I mean, if the Cavs were to fire Dave Blatt, Calipari very well could use that as a stepping stone to go and coach LeBron James.
A lot of traveling. Now, his record in the NBA hasn't exactly been sterling, but he didn't look into great situations in the past, like with the in the Nets and all that. But it's a lot of money, a lot of egos.
Yeah.
Tradition. I mean, tradition in college sports now is kind of almost like a quaint thing. I mean, it doesn't really exist. People, we play it up and kind of talk about it, but it doesn't matter when put up against money and egos, ever.
It's a good way to end it. It's only a 20-minute podcast, but I feel like we've said all we can really say.
And I feel kind of like a fan. It's sort of exhausting. I mean, it's just, even though I'm in my light time here, which obviously will change as things intensify, you can't escape it, and you get that mood, and you see the mood, and you see what people are putting themselves through that have, that hitched their wagon, to Iowa State athletics and men's basketball in particular. You really feel for them, no matter what I say about perspective and all that. I mean,
the other side of this, too, is just with the ticket prices mm-hmm. and how they've gone up. I mean, it's almost like based off people I've talked to, impossible to get season tickets to Iowa State basketball. Mm. You can't get in the lower bowl.
Yep.
And how does – I don't know. We'll burn that bridge when we get there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking way too – I'm overthinking this at this point.
Hopefully we cross it before we burn it.
It's hard for me not to. That's just how I
– Oh, yeah.
It's just
you got to try to think ahead as to what's coming.
It – yeah. let's end it right there.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We'll keep you guys updated here. I was supposed to watch my daughter on Friday or on Saturday and Sunday because my wife has to work. I'm calling in reinforcements with mom.
It's good thinking.
Just in case.
I've done that many, 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 many times.
Just in case.
Yeah.
I hope it's not. But actually, you know what I kind of do? Let's get it over with. It's like a Band-Aid. Let's rip it off.
Yeah.
No
if
point.
It's going to happen, yeah, whatever's
no
going to happen,
slowly
just
point
have
it off.
It,
let's
have it happen. And
hit me right now.
Let the healing begin.
He's Rob Gray. I'm Chris Williams. Thanks for listening, guys. Continue checking out CycloneFanatic.com. We'll have more, as I'm sure we're posting this at around noon, when Ross Peterson and I go on 1460 KXNO at around 4 today. I'm sure there'll be some sort of development. There always is. And we'll talk to you guys then. So long.